And what is the difference between machine learning and deep learning?
So deep learning is a particular kind of technology for machine learning. It's not the only one, but it's become a very popular one for some types of problems. The point there in deep learning is to learn so-called neural networks with many processing layers. So you have, it's a quite complex mathematical model, which is comprised of small computing nodes that receive information and then forward it onto other neurons or other computing nodes that have specific mathematical properties. And even though these small nodes are quite simple in isolation, the fact that you combine them together and connect them in a large networks with millions of such nodes, a bit like in our brain, where neurons are connected to one another, can make systems learn how to perform complicated tasks. For instance, deep neural networks and deep learning has been used for machine translation, so the automated translation like in Google Translate. We know that it's a complicated task, machine translation. It's you have to understand the context of the sentence, you have to understand the linguistic properties of both the input language and the target language. You have to understand how words combine with each other so that if two words are put together, it make a construction that is translated differently. So these are really complex tasks. And we know that in using traditional machine learning, that it was stored until 2010, that gave results that were okay in most cases, but with serious mistakes and problems understanding contextual factors, for instance. Whereas these deep neural networks were better, shown that they could find translation of high quality. This being said, it's far from an open problem, and there's still many problems with machine translation. But it has been shown that they were better at understanding how to translate.
And what is the difference between machine learning, deep learning, and traditional programming?
So machine learning is really an umbrella term for everything in AI that is trained from data. So it's really quite large, and it includes deep learning, but also with other techniques, some of them dating back to the 70s, while deep learning is really a specific kind of technology based on neural networks, which is works in many cases, but there are many other techniques that are working well and have other properties that are interesting. Maybe I can say that one of the main shortcomings of neural networks. So first of all, it requires large amounts of data, and for some problems you have large volumes of data, but it's far from the case for everything. If you translate to, for instance, a machine translation for a language for which you don't have a lot of resource, it's going to be difficult to use the deep learning. Another problem is that these are complete black boxes, and that means you don't understand what the system has learned. And sometimes it's okay. You don't always need to understand everything. But if you, let's say you're building a system for deciding whether you should give a loan to a person, and you have a system that may, based on the salary of the person and where they live and where they whether they're married or not, et cetera, different kind of demographic factors, and you have a system that may give a good prediction about whether a person is entitled to a loan or not, but is not able to explain the rationale behind their decision, it's going to be heavily problematic because you need a system that not only gives an answer, but explains why they came to that particular answer. And so that's an important shortcoming of neural networks. And that's why sometimes machine learning systems may have a slightly lower performance on some respect, but are able to explain the steps, the processing steps behind the decision, sometimes are much better. So it's there is no one single way to evaluate those models. There are different kind of pros and cons behind different kind of technologies. Yes, and traditional programming, it's simply what you do when you don't learn the model, where you simply pre-program all the rules in advance.